Chapter 19, Differences Between Belief, Religion, Faith, and God. Opening questions. What are the differences between the important concepts of belief, religion, faith, and God? Does every person have an equally valid or plausible explanation for their existence? What is the best definition of religion? What if most people misunderstand the important concept of faith? Are beliefs about God and God the same thing? Are beliefs and faith the same thing? I've been talking about the need of a framework or context in order to properly evaluate whether Christianity is a successful failure. I believe we have accomplished that with one exception. Let's take care of that exception now in this chapter. Let us perform a brief review of the book thus far. We have learned that it is reasonable for people to be religious due to the fact that obviously there is a creator and obviously we as human beings are more than just molecules. Furthermore, we have seen that humanity is not doing well. There are ebbs and flows to the conflict and suffering, but as the centuries tick by, the pattern and cycle is the same. Individuals make up the collective humanity and the vast majority will not come out of their cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness and thus will not do what is right on a consistent basis. Thus you have what you have, as we took a brief sampling of in Chapter 2, The State of Humankind. Religion has not changed the human condition in large, meaningful ways and has in fact been the cause of much conflict, from outright violent wars to everyday animosity and conflict. Just look at the Jews in Israel and the Muslims in Palestine for a current-day example of the animosity and hatred that religion causes. In that example, most of the hatred is coming from the Palestinians, due in large part to their religion, which is used to justify the hatred. We have learned that the basic problem with we human beings is that we exist in a cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness, and this is the fundamental cause of all the human conflict and lack of cooperation that plagues the human race. From another perspective, that the individual problem forms the collective problems of conflicts with people. We have learned that all solutions, including the most difficult and important ones regarding human nature, can only be solved by using the tools we have been given of reason and logic. That reason will always lead to the solutions we need, and logic can identify when we err on that journey. Of course, we need something more than reason and logic. We need a source to know right from wrong before we can make progress, and our conscience works well enough to point us in the right direction as we seek answers. We used reason and logic to look at a few important concepts that many people hold in their minds, which concepts are wrong and get in the way of finding the solution. We saw that existential relativism is a self-defeating belief that should be rejected by those who want to order their reality by that which is true. We saw how many people who hold to relativism are unable to make good judgments, contradict themselves, and act hypocritically due to the erroneous beliefs of judgmentalism, tolerance, and respect. We looked at several of the things people use to hide from truth, like complexity, redefining language, feel-good positive thinking philosophies, and of course, religion. Having reviewed all those things has enabled us to get to a place to successfully evaluate Christianity and the Christians that make it up and who claim that Christianity is the solution to the world's problems, to humanity's problems. We have set the playing field, so to speak, and provided a framework and context to judge whether Christianity is a successful failure. One last thing we must do before we look at Christianity is to clarify some very important concepts. Without understanding these concepts properly, we will not be able to evaluate Christianity successfully, or at least we will not be able to arrive at sound, reasoned conclusions. Section title: Really Important Misunderstood Distinctions. Let us take a look at some important concepts and reveal some very important distinctions among those concepts. Let us start by contrasting the definitions of the important concepts identified by the terms belief and faith and religion. Belief, a thought or concept held or understood in a person's mind. Belief is not faith, for it does not reside at the core existential level of a person, nor do most beliefs rely on trust of something or someone. Beliefs may or may not drive or influence a person's behavior. Beliefs are clearly metaphysical things. The term believe can refer to either a mere intellectual concept or it can be used synonymously with a faith concept. If a person has a strong conviction associated with a belief, then they will typically behave consistently with that belief and its representation in reality, which they value. For example, people are willing to die for various causes, and thus the beliefs associated with those causes are strongly held or perceived as very valuable. For example, some environmentalists have strong beliefs. However, if someone is willing to die for a belief, say to protect the way a government is treating people they care about, that does not mean they placed their faith in the people they care about or in the belief that the government is wrong. All people have beliefs about the basic questions of life, the purpose of their existence, and what is truly valuable, even agnostics and non-theists, and even if they are not willing or able to articulate them. Faith. Placing one's deep or core level trust or having confidence in someone or something to meet some real or perceived need, especially in people, things which cannot be validated by our senses. Faith reaches from the heart to the mind, and thus one can articulate what they have their faith in. Faith is different than belief, for it resides at the core level, or the heart or will, and will always guide behavior. Who or what we have our faith in will have behavior consequences. Many people have some level of faith in something, usually in themselves, money or material things, their religion or a god of their own making, but not the creator or his messenger, who is only revealed by his messenger. Religion. People's beliefs and practices regarding God things, spiritual things, and the afterlife, which beliefs and practices have no reasonable basis in the teachings of Joshua of Nazareth. Religion's primary behavior consequence are ritual and moral, don't-do rules. Without faith, the don't-do rules are generally not objectively applied or observed, but rather are usually observed when one perceives they will benefit from doing so. The world is filled with many religions, as well as billions of religious people. A person can believe that God exists and have other associated God beliefs, but that person could not have placed their faith in that God. In fact, most people reasonably will not place their faith in someone or something they do not know, are not familiar with, or are afraid of or uncertain of. That is why Joshua taught that everlasting life itself is facilitated by, quote, knowing God through himself, unquote. That's from John 17:3. If you get to know Joshua by reading his words and deeds, you will likely place your faith in him and the creator or father he represents, because you will understand his core nature of love, light, and life. A religious person can have many God beliefs that they could be tested on to see if they know him, them, and take a test and pass that test about their God, but that does not mean they have placed their faith in that God. It also certainly does not mean they have placed their faith in the correct God, the actual creator of life on the earth, who is only well revealed and represented by Joshua of Nazareth. A person can, and most do, have faith in an unknown God, or a God that is part or all of their own making, oftentimes created in their own likeness and with the same nature. That is why the schizophrenic Bible God is so popular, both wrath and love, vengeance and forgiveness. Section title: The King and His Rules. We have used the concepts of faith many times in this book up to this point, and we have defined it several times. However, it is really important that the reader have a clear understanding of the two terms that are often used synonymously. Here is an illustration to help clarify the difference between faith and religion. There once was a king whose name was Sebastian. He was a truly good man and was an exceptional leader. He truly cared about his subjects throughout his kingdom, and he treated all the servants in his castle really well. As a result, the people in the castle really enjoyed working for the king and really appreciated all the good things he gave them. King Sebastian had a handicap that did not allow him to travel easily, so it was difficult for him to go out of the castle and travel around his kingdom. One of the important things he spent his time on was figuring out rules for people in the kingdom. He wanted his rules to be both fair and just, and he wanted them to both facilitate the freedom of the people in his kingdom as well as prevent conflict. Once every 6 months, he would publish his latest set of rules for some domain in his kingdom, like housing or buying and selling or transportation or resource distribution or conflict resolution. He would have these rules posted on the village squares where all the people could see them and read them. King Sebastian had both an excellent character and was a very good thinker as well, so his rules were excellent and would accomplish what they were intended for the people, freedom and peace. There were four basic kinds of people in terms of how they would react to the king's rules postings. The first kind of person would not even bother to read the rules, but would ignore them, and if they ran into a situation where they needed to know the rules, they would deal with it at that time. The second kind of person would react negatively, along the lines of, "Oh, that king thinks he knows better than us. I'm not going to listen to his stupid rules. I want to do what I think is best for me." The third kind of person would say something along the lines of, "Oh, wow, what a great rule. I can see how that rule will help us order our lives in this area. That king is very wise. I can't wait for his next rule set." The last kind of person would read the king's rules, really read them and think about them. After a few readings of the king's rules and thinking about them, they would say something along the lines of, "I need to meet this king, get to know him and serve him, for he clearly is an exceptional human being." These people would leave the village they might have lived in for years and set out to find the king and to be with him and serve him in his castle. And so it is with religion versus faith. The first two people represent those who don't believe God exists or that what God wants cannot be known, the non-theists and agnostics. They also represent people who are offended to submit to anyone's authority, believing they are most free by living the way they want, regardless of how their choices might affect other people, anarchists and existential and ethical relativists. The third person represents religious people of the earth. Religious people are willing to submit to moral rules and say they believe God exists, but they are not willing to change their basic life pattern. In other words, they like believing that they will survive death and that God will receive them into a happy place, but they are not willing to do anything to hasten or facilitate their being with the God they claim to submit to because there is little or no love for that God. Religious people like to study God stuff and they like to participate in rituals they enjoy and to gain social contacts through their religion, but they are unwilling to leave their life in the village in order to go find, know, and serve the king. While they have many God beliefs, and will even kill over them, they lack faith in the one true king and the father he represents. As stated, they will obey many of the rules, but not the ones that cost them something they value in this life. Most importantly, they don't understand why the king gives the rules, nor do they want to understand why. The last person is the person who actually enters into faith in the king. They choose to trust the king to take care of them, and they are no longer bound by fear and a controlling power in their life. They leave their life in the village and go journey to the king. They try diligently to get to know the king and what he is like and what he wants so they can express their love for him and serve him well. They experience the king's love and forgiveness and understand that it is love that motivates the king, and he gives the rules because he cares about us and wants what is best for us. Section title, continuing some extremely important distinctions. So, we can now see the distinction between faith in God and beliefs about God. Those who place their faith in God change, grow, live differently than the people around them. Those who merely have God beliefs are not affected by those beliefs if they don't also have faith. They typically do not significantly change themselves or their lifestyles in regard to their God beliefs. God and religion. Let us continue making important clarifications and distinctions. Let us focus on the distinction between God and religion. Are they the same? No, they are not. God would be a metaphysical being or entity, while religion is the stuff people do or believe in the name of God or in order to appease or be accepted by their God. Do you see the difference? It is like the difference between a famous person, God and the things that person's fans do in order to get the famous person's attentions or affection, religion. Or like the difference between the real person, God, and the person, and that person being described in a non-fiction book about him, but written by people who did not know him well, religion. So religion is the stuff people do, rituals performed or partaken in, or the things they believe about God in order to be accepted by their God or gods, or to try to get to a good afterlife, which things have no basis in the teachings of Joshua of Nazareth. So can religion bring peace to a person's soul? It might bring a relieving distraction or a temporary comfort or change of focus or even good habits. But will religion consistently bring peace and purpose to a person's soul? No, it will not. Religion is not a being, therefore religion is not God. Therefore, while religious leaders may claim to speak for God, they certainly are not God, nor do they have any good way to prove they are accurately representing God with their teachings. Is there a way to get the answers we need directly from God? Yes, there is. Faith and religion. The world commonly makes faith and religion synonymous, meaning they use the terms interchangeably because they believe they mean the same thing. They are terribly wrong, as we have seen. Faith is simply a core level trust and or confidence in something or someone, while religion is the beliefs and practices of people regarding God things, spiritual things, or metaphysical things apart from the teachings of Joshua of Nazareth. It should be obvious that religion would not have the answers from God in the same way the famous person's fans would not know for sure what kind of person the famous person really is, since they do not know him or her personally. If you are looking for answers from the famous person, you need to ask the famous person, not the star's fans. The star's fans would not know all the things the famous person has done, let alone their character or way of life. Only the famous person themselves, or someone who truly knew them well, meaning lived with them for a while, could provide with full assurance questions about what they are like, what they want, why they make certain decisions, or about what they value in life or about their existence. As another analogy, the readers of a book can only know the authors if the author tells them about himself in an honest manner. If all the people have are the author's storybooks, then they will have a difficult time personally knowing the author. If, however, the author's good personal friends wrote a biography about the author, then a person could get to know certain facts about the author, her character, and her life. Therefore, religion, the secondhand stuff people claim about God, cannot provide any sure answers about God. Religious people oftentimes do not represent well even the God they claim as their God. Religion is the distorted creation of people claiming they know the Creator. Religion can reveal the Creator just as well as Madison Avenue's marking claims can reveal the products it describes. Has religion brought peace among humans? How much conflict in the world is motivated or justified by religion? An objective person will accede a whole lot. There are often good aspects to religion. It's promoting good moral behavior. But sadly, the bad outweighs the good. Distorting the Creator is an evil that far outweighs the good aspects. And most importantly, religion prevents people from doing what the Creator really wants. So what if faith is necessary to hear God? How do you know what God to place your faith in? What if you place your faith in the wrong God? Can you have faith in the wrong thing or person? Just asked all the abused children if their faith in the abusing parent was rightly placed. Just ask the boys who looked to religious leaders to represent God and who were sexually abused by those men if they had their faith in the right place. Religion is not the answer, and faith does play an important role in getting the answers we need. Sadly, many people are not trusting or putting their faith in the wrong God. They are putting their faith, a God of their own making. Is there a way to know what is right and true regarding God? Yes, there is. Section title, The Non-Religious Conundrum. Much of the non-religious crowd can see the falsehoods of the religious crowd, and they are only too eager to mock and condemn the religious people for their duplicity, hypocrisy, and the false things they believe and promote, like God is all-powerful and also a God of pure love. The non-religious people can be hypocritical as well, in as much as they say to the religious people, you ought to be doing good, if they themselves are not. And what standard do non-religious people have to even know what good is? As we saw, relativism leads them without a standard, and thus hypocrisy is common and unity will be virtually impossible. Sadly, there are also a significant number of non-religious people who spend a good bit of time in a state of bitterness mocking the religious people and thus are in a worse state than many of the religious people they mock. It is better to be a kind person trying to do some good on a consistent basis, even if you are doing so for wrong or pretend reasons, than a person who sees the errors of religious people yet is living a selfish life. In other words, it is better to be in the cage and reaching your arms out of the cage to try and do some good than to be content in the cage and just throw things at people in the cages around you. Of course, the best is to be out of the cage and thus free. So, in general, the religious crowd acts in a more hypocritical way than the non-religious crowd, but much of the non-religious crowd has mostly bitterness against the religious crowd to stand on, instead of answers to real needs and important questions. Again, and in general, the religious crowd does more good works than the non-religious crowd. However, the religious crowd also causes much unnecessary conflict, whereas the non-religious crowd, not so much. So, that is the high-level view, and thus we have completed the framework and in fact have built a good bit of detail as well. We are now ready to carefully look at Christianity in order to see how and why it is a successful failure. We will start at looking at Christianity by addressing one of the most powerful beliefs that has given its leaders much power and control over the people. Unless a person can overcome fear, they are unlikely to seriously consider Christianity for what it really is. Chapter summary. Important distinctions exist between the terms or concepts of belief, religion, faith, and God. All people hold beliefs about their existence and the whys of their existence, even if they are unable or unwilling to articulate them. Beliefs about their existence are not faith, and they are not necessarily religious. Religion is people's beliefs and practices regarding God things, spiritual things, and the afterlife. From Joshua of Nazareth's perspective, the definition of religion includes this important qualifier, which beliefs and practices have no reasonable basis in his teachings. Faith is placing one's deep core level trust or confidence in someone or something to meet some real or perceived need, especially in someone or something that cannot be validated by our senses. God is a being or entity, not beliefs about him or her. The actual real creator is not the invention of religious people. He is the agent or cause behind human existence, the creator, designer, and father of human beings.